This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund is running low, and it's probably going to run into the red sometime next month. That is before the end of the current fiscal year. It is also smack in the middle of hurricane and wildfire season. It's not great, but it turns out it's not that unusual either. Congress can approve supplemental funding. But as FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell testified recently, throw in climate change and you've got some extra strain on FEMA's budget. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
If FEMA's disaster relief fund runs out of money, it doesn't mean the agency won't be able to help if there's a big hurricane. Craig Fugate was FEMA administrator during the Obama administration, and he says the agency will make sure it has cash for that.
But it means a lot of other programs, like the rebuilding, the mitigation programs, will either cease or slow down until they get more funding.
It's rare for that to happen, but Ari Renoni, a deputy director of disaster recovery at Hagerty Consulting, says when it does,
this can really have this downstream effect where, you know, the states, the local communities affected by these events, it just further delays their ability to recover.
With climate change making disasters more frequent and extreme, Craig Fugate says he thinks the amount of funding FEMA gets is too low.
We built our disaster response system based upon the last 100 years worth of disasters and weather data. Going forward, I'm not sure our infrastructure that was built for the past is holding up.
Or he says that our approach to disaster response is either. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.